Hello everyone, this is Mike Quinsey, Connecting the Light. As many of you will already know, my guest today is Michelle Moriarty. She is an intuitive healer who healed herself from lupus by the power of the mind and the divine. She teaches how to heal your lives. She also teaches on how anger hurts ourselves, for taking responsibility for ourselves and every thought and emotion. And she's very keen to tell us why forgiveness is one of the powerful healing tools of all. And she believes many people are trapped by the past. In a short space of time, she's become very successful as a writer, teacher and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. She's a certified in Reiki and Pranic Healing and a certified master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. And also a master timeline therapist, a master hypnotherapist. And as if that isn't enough, she's also written a book. She has quite a number of meditation CDs, and she's written over 200 articles about spirituality and fitness. So without further ado, are you there, Michelle?
Yes, hi, Mike. Thank you for inviting me. Welcome to the program. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Now, at the moment, I can't hear you too well, but what I will do, because our listeners can, and no doubt you'll come into my hearing as well, is to ask you, first of all, what it was in your life that inspired your path and your quest, which has resulted in all these different areas of spirituality and healing that you've gone into.
Yes, so my journey started about 8 years ago while I was pregnant with my second child. I was diagnosed with lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. And shortly after I gave birth, I started to have more and more symptoms such as headaches and dizziness and chest pain and shortness of breath and arthritis pain, chronic fatigue, cognitive impairment, and weakness in my hands and my legs, depression, head to toe, counted, I had it. I mean, like, disaster. I lived in the darkness. And so while being on Western medicine and not really getting much results, I was guided to go see a healer. And through this process that actually I was really sick, one thing that I really was committed to was God, the divine, where I prayed day and night for some kind of opening, for learning, for healing, that I would do anything to be healed.
Yeah.
So my commitment to being healed, this is number one, Mike. Number one from my experience, commitment to being healed no matter what it takes.
Yeah.
So I was directed to work with a healer, and what we did was, first of all, I learned about self-love. I had no clue what self-love meant. I always thought self-love meant selfishness.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I was like, what does that mean? I never heard it. I never heard from my parents. I never heard from society, not school, anywhere. I had no clue. So as I started to work on self-love and actually working on forgiveness, letting go of all that I had been holding on for years, which transformed into a disease, you know, holding on to anger, holding on to resentment, holding on to lack of self-love, lack of self-worth, self-deserve, you know,
yeah,
self-everything. So I started my journey with forgiveness, forgiving myself and forgiving others and asking for forgiveness. In my experience, this is one of the most important healing tools, not only for disease, you know, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, it's all aligned and it works together, right?
Yeah.
So I started to forgive myself for all the times that I judged myself, you know, for all the time that I was hard on myself, that I criticized myself, that I had negative self-talk about myself, you know, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy, that I can't, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So, and then I started to forgive other people for what I believed they had done wrong to me, you know. And through that, clearing took place. Forgiveness is a clearing for love and clarity. You know, when we forgive, when we let go of all of the anger and resentment and hate and the jealousy and the envy and all these disempowering emotions, we clear the way for love, for self-love, for our true self to reveal itself. And so going through, you know, doing a lot of actually regressing also to my childhood, to mother's womb, past life regressing. During my healing process, I actually had a mystical experience where I was wide awake, I was sitting in a chair, and I saw two tunnels of light, one from the right, one from the left, coming towards my chest. And I started to hear a voice in my inner ear. First time in my life I heard such a voice, so loud and so clear, telling me that my cells are being renewed and rejuvenated and that I'm being healed.
Right.
Yes. I was like, I think I'm going crazy, right? There's this voice in my head. And then from then, Mike, I became highly intuitive. Not only I continued my healing process and just, you know, I started to heal so fast. Now, the thing is, dedication to working myself, on myself, dedication to taking responsibility for all of my thoughts, all of my actions, all of my deeds, all of my words, right? Taking total responsibility. From then, so as I was healing, my lupus was healing, and from the other side, from that mystical experience, I became highly intuitive. And I started to connect to the spirit world, which I had no idea about before. You know, I was just a normal person. So I started to, like, see images, see spirits, talk to spirits. And so also I started to really develop guidance, being open to the guidance, the God within me, my true self, higher self, whatever term each individual has.
Yeah.
I started to really attune to that voice.
But can I ask you at that point, do they distinguish between what you call the inner voice, the higher self, and the spirit that you said first came to you, like that which was your first experience?
Yes.
Was that a separate entity?
Yes.
Or was that still your higher self?
No. I could totally distinguish. Now, I have to really tell you again, at first I thought I'm crazy, okay?
Yeah.
There was nobody around me that I could really talk to. I had no idea what is going on. I'm hearing voices. I started to see, like, the future, and I started to be told what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next week? What's going to happen here and there? And from then, I started to distinguish. You know, I would start to meditate, and all of a sudden, I could connect to, for example, a master. I would just pray to a master, and that master, ascendant master, would talk to me. And I started to distinguish all these different entities, as you say.
Yeah.
And so since then, I've just, I continuously meditate. I continuously want to clean inside me. Clean, 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 clear, clear, clear. So that my true self reveals itself, and through this process I discovered my life's purpose as well.
Oh.
So, which is, you know, part of it is connecting people to people to create oneness, and through universal guidance and support, teach people about the power within to heal oneself and others.
Right.
So
I'd ask you two questions there.
Yeah.
How long was it before you completely healed yourself? And what was the purpose of your life that you discovered?
So it took about 6 months to be healed. I started to really release my symptoms within the first 6 months. As I went inside and clear, I really cleaned up inside. I really noticed that, I have more strength in my legs, you know, for example. I have less pain in my body. My memory is clearing up. And I'm sorry, what was your second question?
I did ask you, what was actually the purpose that you found in your life?
What brought it on? Or what was
you
it?
You said you found a purpose in your life. I wondered what that purpose was.
Yes, I just told you. It's through guidance, universal guidance and support, teach people about the power within.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, to heal themselves and others. So I'm doing this in my meditation classes. I'm doing it on one-on-one. I'm doing it through the book that I wrote, through the meditation CDs, through everyday life, Mike, just being present.
Well, do you actually do workshops as well?
I'm sorry?
Do you do workshops as well?
Yes, yes. I do workshops as well, seminars as well. It's not consistent, you know. Because I live in the present moment, I don't really plan too much ahead. Because I live by divine inspiration.
Right.
I live by divine inspiration.
Well, having told us about how you overcame lupus, then you had another experience when you were run over. Tell us what happened and how you got over that one.
Yes, lovely. No, as if I didn't have enough challenge with the lupus. So yes, November 2005, I get up, I go for a walk, 5 o'clock in the afternoon around my neighborhood. I stopped, I stepped down, the light was green, walk for me, I stepped down and an SUV turning didn't see me and just smacked into me. And Mike, right then and there, as the SUV struck my chest, I really felt the energy, the vortex of death, right then and there. I can't really explain it to you. It was just death right then and then. But, you know, thank God I didn't die. I just struck and the tire, you know, caught the side of my abdomen, which I had a really big wound. And thank God I didn't break anything. I had bruises all over and concussion. And again, I used all the tools that I had learned plus more. I used the power of visualization, visualizing that I could walk, because it took me a month in order to be really able to walk clearly.
Yes.
Power of visualization, connecting to the universe, to Mother Nature, Mother Earth, all the angels, all the guides. I would just pray, all the healers, I'm open to your healing energy.
Yes.
You know, I would surrender myself. Get out of the way.
Yes. Well,
yes.
You were clearly very determined, because I learned that you actually walked out of the hospital unaided the day after the accident.
Yes, 24 hours later. I told myself there is no way, you know, and my gut feeling was if I stay there, I'm going to get, you know, God bless the doctors and the hospital, because they saved me. You know, they gave me blood and they really took care of me the first 24 hours. But I had a gut instinct if I stayed over there, I would only become weaker.
Yeah.
So I was really determined by screaming and being with crutches and wheelchair that I'm going to, as I use the power within and the divine presence of all that is, I'm going to get through this again. So, yeah, I checked out after 24 hours to everyone's amazement. God be lady.
You're certainly a very good example of practicing what you preach.
Yes, yes.
You proved it was.
Yes, taking action and being committed and having perseverance and never, ever giving up. Never, ever giving up.
No.
No matter what.
Okay, fine. So when did you then start to get into all these different practices, these wonderful titles that sound almost foreign to me, like a master timeline therapist? Could you explain a little bit about these different practices that you have?
Yes, yes. So all of them, you know, by divine inspiration, being guided to go to these different classes and courses and getting whatever and using it on myself first to clean up. I always say, you know, clean up inside.
Yeah.
Because how can we be of service to others when we're not aligned, you know, when we're not balanced or we're not harmonious inside? So timeline therapy, for example, is a method of regressing to the root cause of an issue, of an emotion, limiting decision, and belief. And what we do is that we change that belief or a decision or an unwanted emotion. We get our learnings, and then this is all on the subconscious level, okay? And then we let go and we gain the positive spiritual learning, which will become the new emotion, which will become the new belief. You know, we are our beliefs. So
yes.
We have so much data in our subconscious mind, so much data from, can you imagine all these lifetimes of different experiences and all the data that is not actually beneficial for us, that we're carrying around, that is actually running our lives, right, on an unconscious level. So by timeline therapy, NLP, and hypnosis, we're able to change and transform those data into a more beneficial, positive belief and emotion, so that we can live at optimum levels.
Yeah.
So
do you use the hypnotherapy to take people back into those areas of the mind and reveal what their problems are?
Yes. Well, okay, so I know all these tools, but to be honest, in a session, I just surrender to divine, and whatever is going to take place is going to be taking place. So whether it be someone being hypnotized or just intuitively guiding them, I don't per se use hypnotherapy as I'm certified for it. I just in the moment incorporate everything into an intuitive session. So yes, people are regressing, getting their learnings. It's all about getting our learnings, yes? That's my experience.
Yeah.
Getting our learnings, evolving in consciousness, and creating good in our lives. So, yes.
That's wonderful. Tell us now why you believe that forgiveness is one of the most powerful healing tools of all.
Forgiveness? Again, forgiveness is a clearing for love. Everyone, in my opinion, in my experience, as myself, as a human being, and even with my children, I have two kids, we're all looking for love. We all want to be love. We all want to give love. And how can we be love and give love when we're holding on?
Yeah.
So by forgiveness is letting go, releasing. Why hold on to things, you know, situations, past, that we can't change? Can we change the past? I've asked this question to myself and others, and not one person has said I'm able to change the past, including myself, right? So forgiveness is a clearing for love, and love heals, love creates, love renews, you know, love regenerates, love expands, love creates oneness, unity, whatever.
Yeah.
So it can be very simple.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I suppose in the act of forgiveness and then giving out love, you have actually, in a manner of speaking, healed the past, haven't you? You have changed it within your own mind.
Yes, yes. So it all starts from within.
Yeah.
It all starts from within. So as we're clear inside, we're able to have a clear life outside of ourselves. If I heard you correctly, I'm sorry. Sometimes the connection is not very clear, excuse me.
Right. What led you to set up the group, or whatever it is? I'm not sure what name you called it. You were the founder of Spirituality Inside and Out, which you tell us is a healing and education practice. What prompted you to set that up?
Divine inspiration again.
Yes.
Everything
right.
that I do is by divine inspiration through meditation.
Yes.
You know, what's the next step? It comes up. How should I apply? It comes up. You know, asking questions, the answer is within all of us. So then I was guided to, you know, create Spirituality Inside and Out, which is a healing practice. And we have other Reiki healers, hypnotherapists, life coaches. And what we do is have meditation classes again. And so it's just aligned with my life purpose to give and to empower, you know, and to teach people about the power within and not to give up. So that's Spirituality Inside and Out.
Right.
And everything.
How did you come to write so many articles? Because I've looked on your web, and I think I've been told you so far have written 314. Which is a pretty massive number, and I'm looking at the different article titles, and it shows it's very much on a spiritual level, and you've touched upon what for me would be some excellent subjects, but that seems quite an achievement. that something else you just started out of the blue, or had you been writing prior to all this?
No. I hadn't been writing at all, so that also came by divine inspiration. And one day, and you know, these are all challenged, channeled. So I sit by the computer and I let go, and I allow the divine to express through me. Each one, I have no idea, I have no clue, before I sit down and I just say, what's going to come out today? I'm just a vessel. And so each day is different. So I write one every day. And
brilliant.
Yes, actually we have...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
So I was only going to say that it's very interesting because in my own channeling, I do virtually the same type of thing. I sit at my computer three times a week. First thing in the morning, I think, at their request, when the mind is clear, and I think you're more receptive, and I never know what's coming through until it sort of, I call it telepathy. That's very interesting. You've certainly advanced a long way. Now, one of the articles I notice is called Karma Clearing, so presumably within your healing practice, you're also dealing with people's karma, and you speak of it in that way, that they've had some responsibility for something that possibly occurred, if not in this lifetime, another one.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm a big believer of karma. What goes around comes around. And actually,
yes.
I believe that whatever I'm holding in my consciousness creates karma for other people also, to be honest.
Yes.
So I'm committed to clearing myself, and as I clear myself, I clear other people. And the power of karma, as you know, cause and effect, it's law of the universe. What goes around comes around. And as we take responsibility, you know, we take responsibility here, we're clearing someone else across the country. I truly believe in that, because it's all in the oneness consciousness.
Yeah. One of the articles you also wrote was called Recharge Your Mind, Body, Soul. How did you recommend we do that?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Excuse me.
Yeah, you called one of your articles Recharge Your Mind, Body, and Soul.
Yes.
And I wondered what your recommendations were when you wrote that article.
Again, it came by divine inspiration, to be honest. I really don't remember which one is, but it's recharging from inside. If that's the one I've written so much, and plus writing this, I do so many other channelings that I can't remember exactly every insight. But it's recharging from inside. It's the power within. It's the body. It's the battery inside. And how can we by connecting to it? We can't charge ourselves from inside when we're always looking outside to other people. What's going on out there? What's going on out there is what's going on inside.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right. I mean, if we all looked after ourselves first and got ourselves in order, clearly wouldn't be quite so many problems around.
Absolutely. Taking time out. You know, in my experience, a lot of people have so many issues and resistance to meditating. Meditating can be so simple.
Yeah.
You know, sitting down, as you know, just observing what is, taking a deep breath, connecting to life force, and then observing again. And from there, we gain clarity. You know, we realize what is going on inside of us. What are we lacking? Which area of our life do we need to give more attention to? Instead of always looking out there, what's out there for me? It's all inside.
Well, that's a good point to ask you about your guided meditation CDs. I see you've apparently made 12 of them. Why so many? What is different about the 12 that you've made?
Yes, again, these are all channeled. I went to the studio. I had no idea. I surrendered. And so they're all on different topics on, for example, healing with love, forgiveness, higher wisdom self, which is how to connect to the higher self or the wise teacher within or the true self. I am that I am is one that is connects to the I am within, to the God within, to the power within.
Yeah.
What is life? We're all creators. Our inner child is another one, connecting to the child that has been forgotten. letting go and cleanse, awaken to your true self, your pure love, releasing fear and anger. And these are all different topics that people can listen to, release, and get to know themselves better, and connect to the power within, the healing power.
Right, perhaps you would like to tell the listeners how they can get hold of your CDs as we're talking about them.
Actually, sure. By visiting the website, my website, www.spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Okay, that's great. Now, you mentioned there anger, and I believe one of your abilities is to teach people how to overcome it. Now, I'm sure even the best of us, as hard as we try, let's say we get a mild anger and we get irritated about something, but I'm sure we would all like to know how to control it.
Yes.
What would you say to that?
I would say accept what is, whatever is going on. Acceptance. Acceptance just, you know, creates peace. It is what it is. By accepting it, and taking responsibility, and this is all a practice, you know.
Yeah.
We can create habits of constantly reacting to every situation, or we can create habits of acceptance, you know. Accepting what is number one. No, but nobody is challenge-free in this lifetime. And we all come together to learn from each other and to clear our karma. So by getting angry, really... nothing really takes place that is beneficial. And just to bring attention, a lot of anger comes from the neglecting or the inner child within. So I really encourage your listeners just every day to wrap their arms around themselves and connect to that inner child by saying, you know, inner child, little child, I'm here with you. You're safe. You're secure.
Yes.
Really, it's such a simple tool. And it feels so good.
Yeah. You must admit, sometimes people can be very trying.
And you know what the best part of it is? It's all free.
Say that again.
It's all free. These tools are all free. Connecting to our inner child. Meditating is free in our own space. You know, wrapping our arms around ourselves and giving good advice to ourselves. It's all free. There is no charge.
You don't let anybody see you doing that, I hope.
There is no charge. Looking in the mirror and just saying good things to ourselves, there's no charge for that. It's absolutely free.
One of your regular group classes is Love and Laughter. Now, you're talking of love and we're laughing. What is all that about? That sounds fun to me.
Yes. Actually, the love and laughter is part of the meditation class, because people's perception of spirituality and meditation is stiffness, you know, and being very serious, and it's not like that. Spirituality is being fun and loving and laughing and enjoying life and being happy. So
we incorporate... We tell jokes to one another to get the laughter.
Actually, we let go and we allow the divine God to inspire us to laugh and just be ourselves.
You don't
be
need
that
much
child.
Prompting, then.
I'm sorry?
You don't need much prompting, then. You can produce that feeling of laughter, which is connected with joy, I suppose, isn't it, really?
Yes, by giving attention to it, huh?
Yeah, when you feel joyful, I think you're more inclined to enjoy things and laugh about them, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's happiness, isn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And from there, gaining clarity and balance and focus.
Yes. I have to come back to your articles again, because I'm quite impressed by what you've done. You have another one talking about the law of magnetic attraction. Now, I think anybody who's on the spiritual path would understand that you attract to yourself probably what you think about. But what is your own understanding of that?
Exactly what you said. What am I thinking? What did I think that created that situation? what is it in me is the question that I ask myself that created the situation. Whatever it is that doesn't go wrong, that doesn't go the way I really want it to, what is in me? What thought did I have? What thoughts do I have that create, that are creating this? And it's amazing. It's a spiritual learning from what we get. You know, it's all in our consciousness. We attract what we give and we think and who we are and our beliefs about ourselves and society and life itself.
Do you also believe, as is included in a lot of spiritual teaching, that when you think of things you don't want, let's say you have a fear of, say, getting cancer, that by dwelling on it or thinking about it, you're actually attracting those negative conditions to yourself?
Yes.
You do, yeah?
Yes, because what we think about, we give energy to, and it expands. It becomes alive. Really, we give energy and life to it, and it expands and it becomes alive. You know, alive and what do we want to give life to? What do we want to create? So, really one suggestion that I have that I do myself is actually before I wake up, open up my eyes, I have affirmations. You know, who I am as a possibility of creating today. What do I want to create today? Who do I want to be as a creation? And start anew from right then.
Right. Another one of your articles was called, Who Do You Think You Are? what are we supposed to think we are?
yeah, that title actually is in the context of what it really says. Who do you think you are? You're a magnificent being of light, you know.
Right.
We can take it either way. And who do you think you are? You're a powerful being, you know.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? You're wise. You're beyond the limiting perception of the human mind. You're magnificent.
Oh, I love hearing that, yes. It really perked me up a lot, that one. Right, now let's move on to your new book, 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body and Soul. Tell us about that one.
Yes, so it just came out, and actually it's 101 of the articles that I've been writing, and it came to me by divine inspiration to make it a book. So it's 101 out of all the other articles that I've written. And it's out right now. It just came out actually 3-4 days ago. I'm very proud of it. You know, it's just a book that every day you can just open up a page and see what reveals to you, what unfolds. You know, and connecting to our true self is the purpose of the whole book. Will awaken the reader to their true self, the power within, and to all the possibilities of creation. It's very simple.
Very nice.
Yes?
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Do you sell this along with your other product direct from your site?
Yes. Again, it's www.spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Okay, that's fine. Right. I'm looking back at your great list of qualifications here. I'm just amazed as to how much you've got into here, but I see now we've heard what you do that it's obviously connected very much with your whole object in life, which is to help people heal themselves. And I see you also talk about universal healing. What is it you mean by that? Is that healing of the earth or
universal healing? Yes, and that was an interesting insight that I had. Universal healing is the healing energy, the vibration of the universe that's always available for us, and it's healing energy. And once we open up to receive, we can receive and allow it to heal us, heal the pain, heal the wounds, heal inflammation, heal the scab, heal an emotion. But you know what? This is all practice, again, and really wanting to be present with it. You know, not I want to attune to the healing universal healing energy, but my mind is somewhere else. That's not going to work. It just doesn't, because everything is here in the now. Everything that we really want is to be present with what we want, and we can get it. Yes.
Now, just coming to something topical here, obviously when we look at the world and the state it's in at the moment, and with the threat of the war in the Middle East being extended, if people were concerned about that, and there must be many that are, what would you recommend they do? How would you say they should approach it?
You know, first of all, there's a lot of judgments going around, and it all starts from within. If I heard you correctly, forgive me. Let's start from our own minds. What thoughts are we having? What thoughts of hate and resentment and anger are we having? Right? Yes. If we start from there, it's the collective consciousness. When we have thoughts of anger and hate, the people around us, first and foremost, feel it. They get it on a vibrational level. Now, can you imagine if everyone is getting all these vibrations from each other? How does that affect the whole world? So if we start to focus on good, if we start to focus on love, clear our own. If, for example, if a person is watching TV and hate rises up within them, now I want to encourage that person to ask themselves, why am I experiencing hate, right?
Yeah.
If something is happening over there, what is it in me? Where is the hate coming up? Because I know that I've spoken to people that this is their experience. Or they have anger when they watch chaos on TV. Or, that happens everywhere. But why am I experiencing what am I experiencing in my life, you know, in my own? It all starts from within. Once we clear ourselves, then we can make a difference, one by one.
Yeah.
One by one, we can make a difference.
Absolutely. So, now, another topic you talk about, which caught my eye, is spirituality and fun.
Yes.
I'd love to know what fun you get up to.
What fun am I up to?
Yeah.
What I'm fun up to is to being my true self at any time, really. Really connecting to that child within me that once was really happy and playful and free. As I look at my children, you know, they're so free. They haven't been conditioned like we have. They haven't had all the experiences that we've had, that we created these beliefs about ourselves and society that makes us so hard, right? So I practice attuning. Not that I'm perfect, I have my challenges, but I attune to that child within me to be able to be living free, you know, freeing my soul from bondage. As I say, that was what my experience was with lupus, because totally I was in bondage. My soul was in bondage. And from that experience, I had a rebirth. And I want to continue to have that rebirth. And again, spirituality doesn't mean being serious, because a lot of people's perception means spirituality, sitting in a lotus position, being very serious, yes, taking responsibility, yes, but playing in life as well. You know?
Yes.
So that's my experience.
Right. So you talk about creating wholeness within. That follows on, obviously, what you've been talking about.
Yes.
Is that really saying that we should, as you said earlier, cleanse ourselves? Is that creating the wholeness?
Yes. By cleansing, and also, Mike, what I've done healing on myself is really seeing where I have inner conflict. Inner conflict. One part of me says this, the other part of me says that, right? So that is not wholeness, that's conflict within. So really sitting down and being present and seeing where do we have conflict inside of ourselves. I'm sure that each individual, when they sit down and ask themselves, do I have inner conflict? Is one part of me in conflict with another one? They will get an answer, yes. So as long as we have conflict, we're not whole.
All right. How do you find your children respond to this type of upbringing? Because you said they're obviously, at this stage, only, I guess, influenced by you, although they meet people outside. Do you see what you're working towards showing itself in them?
Yes. I'm so blessed, honest to goodness, with everything that I've gone through. I am so blessed because my children are awake, you know, and also really through me, because even when I react, I take responsibility and I apologize to my children.
Yes.
They learn from me that I can apologize, that I make mistakes.
Yes.
And also just from being and practicing spirituality, being in the present moment, I really see how it has affected my children's lives. They write notes for me. They put it on the refrigerator. They tell me that they're proud
lovely,
of me.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just amazing. That's why I'm so dedicated to cleaning myself.
You're evidently a very loving family.
Yes, I mean, not to say that we don't fight and we don't disagree, you know, because this is life. But we always sit down and we always through communication, clear things up. So important, communication, sharing. This is a learning that I recently got big time the past 6 months. The power of sharing and the power of communication and the power of listening.
With children, how do you think, and this maybe comes from your own experience, how do you think you can cope with all the different types of programs that appear on television and obviously, in a lot of cases, what you might call a very bad taste?
Yes, I know that. My son is really interested in in everything that I'm not interested in, you know, in violent movies and, and sexual stuff. And he's almost 13, so he's totally at the age. You know, I can only guide him so much. There's so much that they have to learn. And also, they have their own karmic lessons that they got to learn. All we can do, really, in my opinion, is guide them to a certain point and then let them be and get their learnings.
So you do practice the idea that we all have free will, and you have to explain that to your own children.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Attaching too much, controlling them, oh my God, no. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. It's going to create resentment. I did that unconsciously a couple of times, and I really got the effect of that. So I'm learning. Yes.
Right. In one of the emails I've got from Mike New, your compatriot, there was mention of extracts being on one of your websites from your upcoming book. Now, is that different to the 101 Transformational Insights, or is that referring to the same book?
No, it's referring to the same book.
Oh, it is, right.
Yes.
So if people, obviously, then are interested, they can go to that website, insidenow.com, and hear some extracts from that book that you've spoken about.
Yes.
Right. We haven't mentioned yet, or asked you, what is this that I see here about conscious music? That sounds mysterious.
About what? I'm sorry?
Yeah. You have sample tracks of what is called here, unless it's a spelling error, conscious music.
Conscious music?
Yes.
Is that a Love Inside Now?
Well, this is something that Mike told me when he wrote to me. He was telling me that you had on this website, insidenow.com, a bonus download, extracts from your book, an e-book on meditation, and a sample track of its reads for conscious music.
Yes, that's the Love Inside Now. It's one of the meditations, I believe, that was turning to some kind of music in the now, like a groove. It's very interesting. I don't know how to explain it. If that's the one you're talking about, pardon me. It's the technician got funky with the meditation, and he had an inspiration come through. So one of the meditation CDs, a part of it turned into music.
All right.
Yes.
This is only on some of your meditation CDs. You have the music to go along with it. I mean, I think the right music is very helpful when you're meditating, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have it on all the CDs. It helps
us. Oh, you
do? Yes. The background music on all the CDs has music.
All right.
Yes. So, yes, it helps us go into that level. It supports us going into a deeper level. And relaxing and being present.
Okay. What is your personal opinion of what God is? I know this isn't really a lot to do with your practice and your healing and things like that, but I'm now asking you a personal question because you sound to be very spiritually motivated and understanding. And I think the $64 question for most people is, what is God? So what is your answer to that one?
Okay, so my experience, yes, my experience, each individual has their experience. My experience is that there is a God within me. I am that God. And there is a God that's greater, that's the creator of all that is. So this is my experience. And my practice is to surrender to that God within me and the creator of all that is. And for that God within me, which I know it as divine love, as the presence of love and wholeness, guide me through life. And it's magnificent. It's this presence that always is within me and within all and is in everything and we can all connect to, that's the oneness. Very hard to put into words because there's feelings to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a feeling of love.
Do you believe, in fact, that we all have our existence within the energy of God, that we are part of God, in other words?
Yes, exactly. There's a God within us. We're that spark of, and we're a spark of that greater God. This is my belief and my experience.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I certainly agree with you on that, but it's nice to hear your thoughts. Time is going so fast because it's been so interesting talking to you. Well, we haven't come to the end of the program, but I believe you'd like to tell our listeners about an appeal that you've been making. So would you go ahead and tell them what it's about and what it's for?
The Cause to Create Oneness? We have actually formed a non-profit organization as well. It's called Cause Oneness, that came to me by divine inspiration. Our first event for that is called Cause to Create Oneness. And it's on November 11th here in Los Angeles. And the intention for that is to raise money for the homeless. Now, we have inspirational speakers, entertainment, and networking during that event. And we're working with the hand-to-hand Common Unity Ministry of Agape. Agape is an international spiritual center here in Los Angeles, Culver City, which is a non-dimensional spiritual center, and hand-to-hand works with the homeless in Santa Monica. So we're doing a fundraising, and all proceeds from the ticket sales go to them to help enhance the quality of life of the homeless here in Santa Monica.
Yes? If somebody wants to follow that one up, is there going to be information on one of your websites about that?
Yes, please visit www.causeoneness.org, or you can call me directly at area code 310-402-0068, and we really appreciate everyone's support for this cause.
Okay, that's fine. When I make my little write-up on the BBS radio web after the program, I'll mention that telephone number in there, so that if anybody wants to recheck it, who maybe didn't get that down the first time, they'll be able to go there and find it if they're really stuck for it.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I must say, your life story itself is very inspiring, but I think the way that you've developed and evolved over such a short period of time is truly quite staggering. Maybe you look back and feel that in some ways it's a pity that you had to come through it, through those very probably unwelcome experiences when you got lupus and you had the accident, but it seems to have triggered off all your reactions. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm so grateful for my disease and my near-death accident. I'm so grateful because it really awakened me to life and to saying yes to life.
Yeah.
And really, I have become so close to the God within me and all that is. I say I love you with a passion to that divine presence that mm-hmm. is really always available for us. And yes. I'm committed to staying connected and being guided to support
humanity.
You're
a wonderful person.
Thanks.
But I have to think that you probably were human at the time and you got angry when you had your accident.
I did. Actually, as I was screaming on the floor, the first thing I said was, God help me. God help me. I was screaming.
But if you got hold of that driver, you mean?
I'm sorry?
If you got hold of that driver, you were saying, God help me if I get hold of him.
Yes, God help me. And actually, a lady got out of the car and ran to me, and that was God helping me.
Oh, dear. Well, we've all had experiences like that. But it takes a lot of willpower, doesn't it? That is also the key to it, isn't it? Like you said about cleansing yourself or clearing. You've got to keep clearing. You've got to have the strength of purpose to keep at it.
Yes, absolutely. And the strength and the purpose is the inspiration that flows through me and my dedication to be aligned to my soul purpose and live a legacy that's worth my life, being here on these earthly planes. That's my will that gets me up every morning with commitment and dedication.
Yeah.
So that's where I am.
There's another little article that sounds very intriguing. What did you mean by Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible is we can create our own missions. You know, a lot of people ask, I don't know what my mission is. I don't know what my purpose is. You know, going from psychic to psychic to psychic, we can create every day our own mission. Mission to be loving to ourselves. Mission to be loving to our family. Mission to helping our neighbor, a mission to helping the needy, a mission to volunteering, a mission to meditating, a mission to starting something new, creating new. That's what Mission Impossible is. You know, it says Mission Impossible, but then when you go into it, it says, is it impossible or impossible? Everything is possible. It's our own will and how we perceive what is, and really knowing that we are creators. We can create missions.
Right.
Whatever it is, we can.
I don't think you've had any problem really finding out what your mission is because you're right in the center of it at this moment. I mean, your mission is to enlighten other people. I feel absolutely positive. Where it might develop from here is debatable, but I think you've achieved really what your life's plan was intended to be.
Yes. Thank you very much. And I really want to encourage everyone, truly, we're not victims. You know, we always have the power inside of us. All we have to do is connect to that inspiration, to the divine, to the God, to our higher self, whatever term, to the light within us. We have will and we have choice. And that's it. We can be empowered in life. Easy.
Yeah. I think that's a wonderful outlook that you've had there. Now, I have to say again, the time's gone so quickly. It's been terribly interesting talking to you, and I'm sure our listeners have been quite excited and very glued to their radio sets or wherever they are, the internet. There's another book that you could talk about very quickly. Are you doing one or have you done another one in addition to 101, whatever you called them now, lost me paved?
No.
101 Transformation Inside. Are you writing another one?
Am I going to do another one? Yes, definitely. My guidance says several.
How are you?
Yes. My guidance, the inspiration within me says several. Several will come up.
All right. Will they be like the last one based on the articles that you've already written?
Yes, this one is based on articles. I don't know what the next one is going to be. It's going to unfold in the present moment.
I think you're very much like a lot of us, part of the, what you might call the new age, and we're trying to bring the light into the people. Well, I have to thank you very much, Michelle, for a very interesting program. Now, time has come to an end, which will give me a couple of minutes to announce my guests for next Friday. But I think in the very near future, we must ask you to come back again and tell us how things have been working out. So thank you very much for
coming
on to the program.
Thank you. I love you and bless you all. Thank you.
Well, it's been delightful to have you with us.
Thank you
very much. That was Michelle Moravati. I forgot the pronunciation right. Moravati. We'll have her back again, I think, sometime early next year. So thank you, friends, for being with us. And it was a very interesting program. Next Friday, I have Karen Meringer, who's into holistic healing. She has a degree in marriage, family therapy, and she has 10 years' experience in that. And her object is to bring about love and abundance. And she has written a book called Soul Into Your Dreams, which are 8 steps to living a more purposeful life. So she also, I'm sure, will prove to be a very interesting guest. So I hope you'll be with me next week. I'll say thank you again for being with me on this program. God bless you all.